Markets head into the North American session with a more cautious tone as investors weigh an escalation in U.S.-Iran tensions against the potential market-moving implications of today's U.S. CPI report. President Trump warned that Iran would pay the price for taking too long to negotiate a deal, while Tehran signaled it may need to reassess talks with Washington following the latest military clashes, reinforcing concerns around energy supply disruptions and the inflationary consequences of prolonged conflict in the Middle East. In FX, the U.S. dollar remains broadly supported by safe haven demand and higher treasury yields ahead of U.S. CPI, while the yen struggles to capitalize on the risk-off mood and higher beta currencies such as the Australian dollar trade defensively. In equities, U.S. index futures are under pressure, with the S&P 500 futures down around 1% and NASDAQ futures lower by roughly 1.5% as investors reduce risk exposure ahead of today's inflation data and amid the escalating Middle East tensions. In commodities, oil prices remain underpinned by concerns over potential supply disruptions linked to the U.S.-Iran conflict, while gold has extended its recent pullback despite the more uncertain geopolitical backdrop. Away from geopolitics, Japan remained in focus after reports emerged that Bank of Japan Governor Ueda had been hospitalized and may miss next week's policy meeting, though expectations for further policy normalization remain intact. Meanwhile, China's latest data highlighted an uneven recovery backdrop, with softer consumer inflation contrasting with still elevated producer prices as higher commodities costs continue to feed through the economy. The key event risk now lies squarely on this release of the U.S. CPI report, where markets expect headline inflation to accelerate further in May as higher energy prices filter through to consumers. Following last week's stronger-than-expected U.S. employment report, an upside surprise could reinforce the case for the Federal Reserve to maintain a restrictive stance for longer, while a soft print may offer some relief to risk assets, albeit with any optimism likely tempered by the ongoing geopolitical uncertainty. That's all for now.